Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night, you spent 2 hours deciding what to wear to the party. This morning, it'll take you 2 minutes to list it on Depop and make your money back. Just grab your phone, snap a few photos, and we'll take care of the rest. The sheer dress and platform heels you'll never wear again? There's a birthday girl searching for them right now. Your one-and-done look is about to pay for your next night out. Or at least the ride home. Your style can make you cash. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we're getting set for the weekend with a podcast on a Thursday, already April 9th. Al Dukes, what up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I have two articles that I've come across that each details a different celebrity. So I have a story detailing about Howard Stern.
Just about the woman who's suing him?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I have a story detailing Nikki Glaser, the comedian who we both know and like.
Yeah.
I'll give you the Nikki Glaser first. She was on the podcast Call Her Daddy, which I just downloaded because I do like Nikki Glaser. And if she's talking, Jerry.
You're listening.
I'm listening.
Yeah. When can we get her in?
I don't know.
Got to find out when she's like.
In town?
Doing a show in the area.
Yeah.
See if we get her in.
All right. Imagine you fall in love with Nikki Glaser. Or imagine she like. Falls in love with Eddie Scazzeri and she
wants to have his children.
Yes, and wants to. Yeah, I mean that would be something.
I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to happen.
We don't know though.
But that would be something.
You never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nikki Glaser was a guest on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she said that she's got a boyfriend for over ten years, mm-hmm. on again, off again. She says she doesn't care. If her boyfriend hooks up with other women, quote, in fact, I kind of like it.
I think I've heard this before.
She has mentioned this before.
Yes. I think we've discussed it actually on the podcast
really?
Too. Yeah, I think we have.
She said she likes that other women want her boyfriend and that it turns her on.
Does she watch, did she say?
No,
you haven't,
no,
you haven't listened to this yet.
No, yeah, but I haven't seen anything about that because there's been some detailed articles about this. It does not say that. It says she does. What turns her on is that she hears. She wants all of the details afterwards to be told to her
because that is odd.
Turns
isn't
her
it?
On. Yeah.
Do you imagine?
And that as long as they're using safe sex protection, she's good with it. And I always love when women like Like, you just say something crazy like that, and the woman goes, but no kissing. That's intimate. Oh, shut up.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, shut up.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
God.
No kissing and cuddling, because that's really breaking the rules.
So she'd rather her boyfriend bend a girl over and stick it where it goes for an hour or do whatever and have it in the girl's mouth. That's
fine. Oh, my Lord.
No, well.
Yeah. Rather than kissing. Yeah, kissing is where she draws the line.
But God forbid he kisses a woman.
Yeah.
Now he's out.
Now you've crossed the line somehow,
Jerry. I love
Jerry.
Nikki Glaser. You know that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't buy that. I think that's for shock value. I do not.
Really?
I don't. If those are the parameters that he could have oral sex with a girl, he could bang her six different ways until Sunday, that's fine. You kissed her? You kissed her.
She said,
I don't believe that.
Kissing, cuddling, anything emotional, that emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating.
I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
See, I've heard her run this. You're right. She said this on the Howard Stern show as well.
Maybe that's where we discussed it.
Yeah. I do believe her.
I don't.
Because maybe she's into, I think people are into stranger things than we think, a lot of people. And many people don't want to say, but she's one of those people.
Logically.
Yeah.
You can't tell me. I'm sorry. I just don't buy the fact that kissing is worse than the... It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. And where's this guy meeting all these chicks?
I have no idea. Maybe he's not. And maybe it's the idea of it.
So maybe... what if this is the case? She has told him he's allowed to do this. He's like, great. And then he's like, well, where am I meeting all these chicks? Mm-hmm. Then she's expecting some stories, and he just has to make them up. Maybe that's a whole thing.
Let me ask you this. If it actually turns her on, or anybody for that matter, is he okay to go on websites just to hook up?
Good point.
I would think that'd be right up their alley then.
Yeah, she made it seem like she likes it because she likes that women find her guy attractive.
Okay, so again.
So by going on a website, that
would cross the line.
Yeah.
The act itself is fine, but how you got there now is a problem.
Correct.
Not buying it.
It seems complicated.
I am not buying this.
So you think this whole thing is for shock value?
I do. I think it's for headlines, and I don't need headlines like this to talk about Nikki Glaser. I think she's great.
Yeah, me too.
But I think this is to kind of, you get a little click here and there.
Let's see if she's coming on tour anytime soon, Jerry.
Maybe I missed her the one time because the show was canceled and rescheduled and I couldn't go.
Maybe we get her in here and you could ask her that yourself. Let's see.
Well, I'd have to be hosting the show.
Tour dates, California, Vegas, Paris. Oh, she's like Atlantic City, August 1st.
Okay. August is a good time, too, because these guys take off a lot.
Problem is she's not going to be. She's probably going to be in Atlantic City because she's like, let's see. She has a show June 6th in Dublin, and then her next show is Atlantic City August 1st. So she's a full month and almost 2 months off.
2 months almost. Where is she? Is she any chance she's in New York City on, like, August 2nd or 3rd?
No, then she does that Atlantic City show. Then she goes to Canada.
Yeah, it's not going to happen then.
No, then she's into the Carolinas.
What day is August 1st? Do we know what day August 1st is?
I don't.
Probably a Friday or a Saturday, especially if it's in Atlantic City, I would think. Because while many places have no problems doing things during the week, I feel like Atlantic City really is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, I agree.
Venue type of thing. August 1st is Saturday.
A Saturday.
I do believe we could get her on. We don't do this, though. I know the midday show does. I'm sure we could get her on a Zoom.
Right.
Especially, tickets are probably sold out, or they will be, but to promote the show, I would almost guarantee we could get her on a Zoom. I want her in studio, though.
Yeah. No, she's definitely got to be an in-studio person. Oh, yeah, darn.
What about, would you do a post-game podcast with her on Zoom?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Why don't we effort that?
Interesting.
We see you're doing a show in Atlantic City on August 1st. We talk about guy things on our podcast that we've been doing for 10 years. We will run your clips on WFAN, which I would.
Good call.
And we'll promote your show. Like, why wouldn't she come on?
I think she knows. Well, let's see. Well, let's get her done.
It's a problem is getting it up on Zoom on the screen so we could do it the right way.
Yes.
But it's very possible.
Yeah, it's doable. I think it's doable. We'll talk to the computer people, Jerry.
Maybe we might actually get 2,500 views instead of 1,500.
Wow. That would be something. We could be like the Carton Show, just start doing guests. Hello.
You're funny.
I had to talk to Craig about that.
They do put a lot of guests on.
He was always anti-guest. The type of guest that was like what they're putting on now, like Pat Leonard, Connor Hughes, the writers.
Yeah,
he
like
was
the beat reporters.
Never wanted the writers.
Yeah. Well, I do think the afternoon is a different thing than the morning. And while they still do a lot of non-sports stuff, and he definitely maneuvers around different topics, I think there's probably some semblance of him that also understands you do have the hardcore sports fan you hope is also listening, so you kind of try and take care of both audiences. I don't know. That would be my thinking.
Then the Howard Stern article, I'm on Howard Stern's side on this one. I mean, I'd love to...
So I pulled an Al on this.
Yeah.
I read the first couple of paragraphs, okay. So I'm aware of the story. I did not read the entire... It kind of bored me, to be honest. I actually didn't believe the girl.
Yeah, there are so many articles written about this, and it's a big nothing. She's... This woman is being called a former personal assistant. She was there 2 years, it looks like. She was Howard and his wife Beth Stern's former personal assistant. She alleges she was fired by the couple and experienced a hostile work environment. She claims that Howard Stern presented her with a confidentiality and non-disclosure agreement.
That part I believe.
Which seems very normal.
Yeah, I believe that.
They didn't want her being able to talk about anything about their personal lives. Even like what hotels they like, which restaurants they like to go to. Seems very normal
to me. That would be very expected, I would think, if you took that job.
Yeah. They were paying her, Jerry.
Was it $250?
Yeah, like $260.
Yeah, I saw that.
$260,000 a year.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
To live in their 20,000 square foot place in Southampton.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
The one thing she brought up that seemed a little strange is that over the course of a year...
She saw Nikki Glaser having sex with Howard Stern?
No, it's because she's Nikki Glaser's boyfriend.
Yes. That's right. I got that wrong, right?
She said that over a one-year period, as many as 900 cats came in and out of the place.
I do believe that.
But it could be a beautiful facility there.
It might be.
My guess is Howard Stern doesn't have cats urinating all over a 20,000 square foot Southampton estate.
I've heard him talk about they have two floors. Their apartment is two floors.
Well, this is an apartment in New York, right?
Right.
Okay.
I've heard him say they've got a two-floor apartment in New York City, and one floor is dedicated to all the cats she takes in.
Hmm.
So that doesn't shock me. If she is so aligned with the North Shore Animal League,
yeah,
that you know they don't have homes for these cats, and she's like, "I'll take them." That doesn't shock me at all. Actually, it's a big number, but it doesn't surprise me.
Do you think you'd be able to be a personal assistant for someone for that kind of cash? Like I said, $250,000.
I don't think so.
But you got to be at this person's
beck and call.
Yeah.
No, at this point in my life, no.
Yeah, I'm living in somebody's house.
And $260 is nice. Don't get me wrong. No.
Yeah, it would seem tough to be.
I'd say it would have to start at like $800,000-$900,000 to really think about it.
Yeah, because like your entire life
is their life.
They might at 3 o'clock in the morning go, you know who I got to call? My assistant.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're not living your own life.
Yes.
You're living your life for them.
Yeah.
And I know you could make the case a lot of people have jobs that feel that way. Yeah. I suppose this is different, very personal.
What about when people are like healthcare providers and they live in the home of the person they're taking care of? That also feels like you're not living your own life. Like, if you live there, you have a room there, and you're taking care of somebody, and, like, that's your job, feels like not your life.
I would think you got to get some time. It's hard, man, because I commend people that do that.
Yeah.
Like, you ever think how difficult a hospice worker, I don't know how you don't take that home with you every day when you're trying to help people at the end of their lives. It's just, how are you not living depressed?
Yeah.
You know, and I salute them. I think it's unbelievable that people have hearts big enough to do that. I know they're getting paid, and I'm maybe in some cases a lot of money. I don't know. But,
you have to, if you're a hospice worker who's always dealing with people at the end of their lives, you have got to fully believe that all of these people are going to a better place. And if you fully believe that and deal with it that way every time, maybe that's how you get.
Yeah, you can talk yourself into anything, I suppose. Yeah. Yes, it's still really agonizing and depressing. I don't care if Shangri-La's on the other side or not. The fact of the matter is, you don't know that. You hope it, but you're still watching. And in some cases, you're watching people suffer at the end.
Yeah.
Like, I know my aunt in California died with hospice care. And my parents were actually there when she passed. In the last 3 days of her life, my mom says she still like wakes up with nightmares about the sounds and the noises and the pain she was in. And it's like, and yet there was the hospice nurse there every step of the way. It's hard. Whether you're going to a better place or not, that is really, really hard to do.
Yeah.
And again, I can't give them more credit and, you know, take bows because you guys earned it.
Are they more valuable than a radio producer, though? That's the question. That's what I want to know.
So it's interesting you bring that up because when I see people do things like that to make a living, or whether it's emergency room doctors and surgeons or anything like life-threatening, life-saving, life-caring, I always come back to, what the hell do they pay us for here?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, this is really nonsense. It's just,
it is nonsense, yeah.
It is just sheer nonsense, given what we get paid for. Like, the idea that we would ever get paid, and in some cases we get paid significantly more than, like, New York City cops.
Yeah, that never made sense.
Like, what?
Like, a New York City cop should be the highest paid person.
Agreed. The
more
problem
than
is they don't.
Anybody.
But they don't generate revenue.
Yeah.
So you're taking, it's just, but, you know, military, you know, Army, you've got 18-year-olds flying in and out of Iran right now. Making what?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then when they get back, are they taken care of? In a lot of cases, I don't think they are. Like, oh, God, it's just.
Yeah.
The world is so backwards.
Yeah, the money thing is very backwards.
But, hey, if you can dunk a basketball, we'll give you $65 million. Eat a penis, man. Damn. God. Doesn't make sense.
I wish I could dunk a basketball. I would love $65 million.
Well, you want $65 million.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It really is.
I wonder if anyone like a hospice nurse ever saw a soul, like a soul leaving a body.
I doubt it.
Like in the movies, every once in a while in the movies, they'll show it, and it's like kind of a cloudy little.
So let's go back to that. Let's go back to your first three words there. In the movies.
Yeah, in the movies.
Yeah.
Something goes.
I'm sure someone out there will claim that they've seen it.
Seen a soul.
I guarantee you almost all have not.
Like their eyes were just playing tricks on them.
If they even think they saw something.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to ask. I mean, I don't know. Is it possible that that soul is still inside you when you go to the funeral home?
No, I think it leaves as soon as you die.
As soon as then how do you bring people back? The soul comes back. Ooh. You suck it back in. Because there are people that have been declared, you know, deceased for 30, 40 minutes and have come back to life.
Well, that's a great question, because I thought the second you died, your soul was gone. Maybe the soul hangs around to see if you're going to get revived.
That's what I meant. Like, does the soul watch the wake and take note of who didn't show up?
The soul.
And who did show up.
I hope not. That'd be good for you, because you go to a lot of wakes. You will go.
I think it's important to acknowledge people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't go to all of them, but I go.
You go to a lot of them.
I do. I will tell you, I had a really nice conversation. Remember the man that sent in the gift basket last week?
Yes.
Rudy.
Because
from Long Island.
Because he liked your prostate drink.
Yes. So very interesting. I talked to him for like 15, nothing, maybe 10 minutes or so. Really, he couldn't have been happier that I called. Really nice guy. I told him long overdue thank you. I wanted to. He tells me he's 76 years old, been married to his wife for 52 years. And he's like, I couldn't do it anymore. He goes, I was getting up. Listen to this. 9 to 11 times a night. He's like, I told my wife I don't even want to like lay down anymore because it's agonizing. And I know what he means because I was getting up 6 times in 7 hours. So I know. It's down to 2 to 3. He goes, I'm not sleeping the night. He goes, but if I can sleep for 3 or 4 hours, go to the bathroom, sleep for 3 or 4 hours, go to the bathroom and sleep another 3 hours. He goes, I feel like I slept. And again, I have no idea why this works for some people and why. But he was telling me that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The length of time he has spent awake at night getting up and down, like it was to the point where, I don't want to say he wasn't doing anything to himself, but like it was just, you couldn't even enjoy life. And now he was very, very nice, listens to, watches us every, doesn't listen. He watches every morning, sets his alarm to watch us, and just could, he's like, Al Dukes, I love Al Dukes. He goes, and I love Eddie Scazzeri, going back to when he was, like, what a nice man. Just, he was like very, so I, long-winded story, I'm talking about why they pay us to do this. You know what? In that case, he has something to look forward to every morning, and
yes,
our show is important to him. Really nice man.
Now, I did have a lot of people over the time, because it came up on the air, they're like, they keep going, what is in this drink? And I said, if you go to YouTube, yes, Jerry's prostate drink, if you go to YouTube and type in Jerry Recco prostate, it comes right up.
Does it really?
I sent a link to a guy this morning who was looking
for it. Oh, that's
funny. Yeah.
That is funny.
So you walk people through what goes in the drink. There's no vitamins. There's no drugs. No. It's just blueberries, lemons with the full peel.
Right.
Flaxseed and water.
I have since added the chia seeds in it. And just a pinch of cinnamon.
Oh, a little cinnamon.
Yeah. So the cinnamon for the blood control and the insulin. And then the chia seed, it's just an easy way to make sure I get the tablespoon every day rather than having to put it in the water or because I was eating yogurt for breakfast. I don't even eat it anymore. I just have the drink now in the morning.
Yeah.
So I make sure I put it in there. So I've added a couple of things.
Do you think this Howard Stern assistant used to have to
make him a drink?
Or just walk him to the bathroom multiple times a night?
I haven't listened in a while. Does he have those issues? He's 72, right?
Yeah. One of the things, now I have not listened a long time to, one thing that he would talk about that I thought was very funny, he would always talk about that when he goes to pee, when he's done peeing and he puts it back in his pants.
He dribbles?
It dribbles.
Yeah.
And he said at one point he was wrapping his penis up in toilet paper. Could you imagine?
Yeah, new invention. Alan Jerry's dick diapers.
Yeah.
We got a whole website. Alan Jerry's porno audio.
Yep. You had a lot of products.
Oh, that's funny.
Which I thought was funny. I did always appreciate that about Howard Stern more than, and way before anybody else, I feel like, was that he would talk about things about himself that were embarrassing. And there just were not a lot of people doing that.
Right.
Like, people wouldn't tell you.
Well, not at that point on radio, because it was very stuffy still.
Just that, he would say he had a small penis. He would say he doesn't last but a few seconds in bed. He's dripping his urine and his. These are all things you would not want to tell people.
Right.
But because he embraced it, it made it very relatable, I think, to the common man.
A lot of people that have the issues.
Yeah.
It's true. It's very true.
And I always thought, and that was one of the things, like once when he was still married, that was such a, to me, a better show.
His first wife.
Yeah. Right. Because he's married now. Right. When he was married to his first wife. Because, man, I used to look forward to if it was like a Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend. He had like a 3-day weekend. And then he'd come in Tuesday. I was like, oh, it's going to
be
great.
Fired up.
Fired up because family was over. They were eating the food that, you know, he only eats a certain amount of, a certain type of food. And the family was eating his food. And he was hiding in the basement from his wife with his cans of tuna. It was always just so fun, so relatable.
Did you ever go back and listen to those days leading up to his divorce that I told you about that's on YouTube?
Yes.
Wild, right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially as you know how everything ended up.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, he went through that in real time on the show and sharing it.
Yeah.
You know, that goes to your point. Like, so relatable.
Yeah, it was very relatable. Yeah, that was cool. I did go back and listen to that.
Interesting stuff. I like all that. And I don't know these people that post it, how they find it or get it. They must have recorded on cassette tapes back in the day. But I love when you have an opportunity to go back and listen to old school stuff. I said on Spotify, there's a Mike in the Med. They only posted like 20 or 30 bits and they stopped for some reason. But there's like all these Mike and the Mad Dog best ofs. And I found one for their 10th anniversary, Boomer hanging out with them. It was wild. It really was very cool. When Russo quit and called in and he's crying on the phone. You know, when they had, blanking on the guy from the island, Mike Milbury, and Russo's basically telling him, like, you don't deserve to keep your job. And they're fighting on the, like, it's great. I love old, like, radio stuff like that. And it is neat. And now that YouTube has a lot of different things, you can find almost everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's tons of great stuff on there.
Pretty cool.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Friday. Now, tomorrow, are you hosting?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Boomer's out. That's right. I forgot about
that. So I'll have CeeLo in the warm-up program.
Okay.
And then Jerry hosting with Gio. Until then,
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, blending rugged muscle with precision engineering, all supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate. So gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure, season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota. Let's go places.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.